If you're not doing a brain dump on a regular basis, you are depriving yourself. You are denying yourself the chance to reclaim power over your thoughts, emotions, and ultimately your life and well-being. In this podcast, we are embracing that transformative potential of a regular brain dump. It's not just a choice. It is a declaration of self-care and empowerment, paving that way for a life filled with mindfulness, clarity, resilience, emotional intelligence, my favorite, and well-being. But let me start off by telling you that this entire podcast started by a brain dump. Here's all my notes that I will be referring to throughout this podcast. But let's start off by talking about, like, what is a brain dump? Well, let's start off by saying what it is not. It is not a verbal dump. A verbal dump usually is directed at someone in certain ways. And it is a form of a brain dump, but it comes completely from emotions. And usually these are emotions that are bothering you, where you simply just blurt out a whole bunch of things. If you would like to be dumped by your friends, by your colleagues, verbal dumps are definitely the way. But that is not what we're talking about at all in this podcast. We are talking about the incredible, real activity of a brain dump because it is intentional. So let's talk about, first of all, what the benefits are for you guys for doing a brain dump. The number one thing that you can get out of a brain dump is the clarity of your mind, clearing the mental clutter within your mind. And that comes from a lot of things, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. It helps you organize your thoughts. For me, it means being a lot more impactful. It means you are a lot more present and you are more being than simply just doing, because a lot of people are go, 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 go. This is a way of being very organized in your thoughts and the things that you put into your day. And it definitely helps reduce stress, because it takes away that overwhelm. It allows you to be a lot more aware of how you're investing your time and energy. So a brain dump lets you get rid of a lot of the things that make you anxious in your life. Whether you do it on paper or digitally, that's unimportant right now. My favorite part of all of this is it enhances your creativity. It literally frees up space in your brain so that you can become a lot more open to ideas and generating different things. So you're not so condensed, is the best way I look at it, is when you're cluttered in your brain, it's condensed. So doing a brain dump allows you to get rid of that denseness that's in your mind. And then improving productivity, really improving your presence, improving everything that you are putting again into your day, you're able to actually complete it in a better way because you are so much more aware of why it ended up being on your plate for the day. That's what the wonderful part of a brain dump. It gives you that overall valuable tool of mental clarity, organization, stress reduction, creativity enhancement, all those great things. So those are the benefits of a brain dump. And before we get to the part of how do we do a brain dump, we're actually going to talk about some of the they're really the manifestation, because we actually do create our own brain fogs. We actually create our own a way of cluttering our brains. And the more that you are aware of these scenarios, the more that you're able to work through them and pay attention. The first one that creates a lot of clutter in your brain is the overwhelm of information overload. Especially in today's world, please, who is not overwhelmed by all the social media platforms that are available to us, the email formats, the along with all the things that are important to you in your life, keeping up with your family, keeping up with your work, doing all those things. There's so much coming at you that if you're not paying attention to all the information you're allowing in, you are literally cluttering your brain and taking away so much of your energy. The other way of creating, manifesting ways that aren't really good for you, they are cluttering your brain, is procrastination. And I said in my other podcast, please don't be a pro at procrastination. That is one of the worst ways for you to clutter your brain, because you keep telling your brain that you're going to do something and then you don't. And then your brain keeps going into this overload of thinking about it. And it also teaches you avoidance, which is a very tough way for you to do things that are right for you. When you start avoiding, you put off tasks, you put off your great decision making, you build a mental clutter of all these unfinished tasks that linger in the back of the mind, and it causes stress and it causes anxiety. I mean, those are things that you really need to be aware of. You are manifesting them by procrastinating and avoiding. Multitasking. Woo. I know some people love to say they're great multitasker, but the brain can only do one function at a time. And when you are multitasking, you are jumping from one thing to the other. You're doing it quickly sometimes, but you are really defragmenting your brain into all these little pieces. And you are creating a network of anxiety within your brain. You are creating, you are manifesting it when you're multitasking. And I hear a lot of people, and especially women, say, we're great at multitasking. We are not super great at multitasking. It is actually causing your brain to be stressed. And for me, when I notice it the most, is when I'm in meetings and they're online and they are recorded. And you can clearly, clearly observe when a person is attempting to do a few things during the meetings and they're not present. I've done that, please. I'm pointing to others. I've done that. I've looked at recordings and go, wow. I really did miss that part. I didn't even hear them say that because I was too busy doing an email, or I was too busy writing a text. So whenever we're multitasking, we're asking our brain to be present in something and it's missing something else. So multitasking truly is one of those forces, one of those things that are not allowing you to use your energy properly. And your brain uses so much energy and it takes up so much of your space, of all the energy that's expanded out throughout your day, that the more you attempt to clutter it with multitasking and all kinds of things, you really are doing yourself a disfavor. So really pay attention to that. The other one that is really bothersome and people don't pay attention that it is really cluttering your mind is worrying and thinking about things that you're dwelling on things from the past, or you're dwelling on things that are gonna happen. You're forecasting things that haven't even come about. You're simply dwelling on them. And it takes you into this mode of negative thinking and negative emotions. And it challenges you to be present. And again, it takes up so much energy for your brain to do those things. It really does draw not only on your mental clutter, it actually impacts how your body is reacting. Notice when you're doing those things, how your shoulders are tense, how your jaw is tense. All of those things are your clues that you are cluttering your mind and you're cluttering your life in a sense. So those are scenarios. Unresolved issues. When similar to procrastination and avoidance, but really unresolving issues, letting them go on longer than they need to, because you're not willing to address the elephants in the room, the things that are really bothersome to you, and you let them go. Those are unresolved issues, and they really wreak havoc within your mind, within the network of your mind. It's making the network in your mind work so hard that it is taking you out of being your powerful self. Being your powerful self is so crucial. It literally does cause you mental anxiety. And then lack of prioritizing, lack of knowing what genuinely matters, and allowing so many tasks to be on your list more than you can ever accomplish in any given day is cluttering up your mind way more than you can ever believe. So these are things that you really need to pay attention to. All these scenarios, you manifest them. If you do a lot of these things, you are manifesting the wrong things for your mind. And then the last but not least is physical clutter. Physical clutter in your home, physical clutter in your office, in your car. All of it takes mental space for your brain to absorb all of it. And it really does create anxiety within you. So the more that you have physical clutter around you, it's also causing mental clutter. So those are things that you need to be aware of, that you're manifesting them not in a good way at all. And the more you're aware of them, the more you can become better at creating better spaces for yourself within your mind. Now, as you begin to do a brain dump, and as it becomes a part of your being, here are some things that you need to avoid during a brain dump. And the number one is avoid judgment, censoring your thoughts, and attempting to really figure out what the thoughts mean. Overthinking, that is a form of judgment. When you begin to overthink and analyze, you are judging. Those are things to avoid during any brainstorming session, during a brain dump session. Perfectionism. Attempting to get it all perfect, to get your notes written down perfectly, to get them organized in certain ways. Perfectionism is a killer of free-flowing brainstorm sessions, and it puts so much strain on your mind. Avoiding difficult topics, you guys. A lot of times, I find people, when they do brainstorming sessions and they're new to it, they're afraid to put down things that are difficult topics. that are running through their mind. But the more that you can become good at putting down all the elephants in the room and really stating what's going on, the better that you become at your brainstorming sessions. So even uncomfortable thoughts, uncomfortable feelings are things that you need to be aware of and avoiding them. Like, you gotta go to those spaces when you're doing a genuine brainstorming session. And the physical distractions, your phone, people coming into your area, being in an area where you are distracted by all kinds of stuff, that is a definite hindering for you doing a great brainstorming session. And then a lack of focus for your brainstorming session. You begin your brainstorming session and then you start doing other things. Brainstorming sessions are intended to be fully focused on what you need to get out of your mind. So not being focused is a definite thing to pay attention and avoid doing. And then the other thing that people will attempt to censor and not capture everything. Every thought that comes through when you're doing a brain dump session, it needs to go into your brain dump session, putting it out there. Every thought counts. Every emotion counts. Everything that you can think of has to be on paper, has to be in your brainstorming session, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. It needs to be on that brainstorming session. Organize things later. That is not the time to be doing organization of the different ideas, not during the brainstorming sessions. So we're talking about all the things to avoid and the things that we manifest that allow us to clutter our brains. So now we're going to talk about actually how do we do a brainstorming session. So the best way for me to do a brainstorming session is free-flowing, free writing. I literally set up a time where I sit and free write. And I like taking pen and paper because your brain does associate so much better when you're building new neural highways within your brain when you're writing. But it really does not matter whether you're writing or whether you're typing it. It doesn't make a difference. The entire point of a brainstorming session is to let it free flow. I've said it so many times in this podcast, is for you to free flow, getting it out of here and out into the open in paper format or whether it's typed. A journal is a form of a brain dump. That is actually one of the ways that I began, is by doing a journal, a gratitude journal. And then I went on to doing much more deeper thinking, where it became a mindfulness journal, so that I can put out all the things that matter out of here onto a format that I can look at. So free writing is a great way. Again, it doesn't matter if you're more comfortable doing things digitally or whether you'd like to write or draw. That is one of the nice things about writing, is you can doodle, you can draw, you can do all kinds of things when you're doing a session within yourself for yourself. The second way is mind mapping. Mind mapping is a beautiful way where you start off with one central idea, and then you go off of that idea and you put down all the things that come to mind easily about those different things. Whether you're talking about things that are limiting you, whether you're talking about things that you would like to accomplish, anything that comes to mind, you start putting off onto a mind map so that you see it kind of connecting together, but without intentionally attempting to connect them. You're allowing them to free flow. And I find that that works really well when you're working on a specific project, like a writing project, any kind of thing that is specific that you can go, I'm doing this. I'm looking for ways to create a better business plan. I'm looking for ways to be better with my communication with my team or with my spouse. And you sit there and you do a mind map of it. And you start off with that central theme and you start putting off all these different ideas. That's mind mapping, and it works wonderfully. For me, one of my best ones is sticky notes. I love sticky notes, you guys. I literally wrote my first two programs completely on sticky notes. I took a bunch of sticky notes and just started writing down one idea after the other. Everything that came to mind, I just put them on a whole. I had thousands, and I mean thousands of sticky notes that became my two programs, because then I could use them in a way that I go, where do these ideas go? Kind of like the brainstorming session, but in a different way, starting off with the sticky notes. So I love sticky notes. A lot of people, their form of a brain dump is making lists, because their brain works that way. It's easy for them to make a list of tasks, to make a list of their worries, to make a list of whatever's going on that they need to brain dump and get it out of their mind to free up that space. They use lists, whether by numbers or by bullets, it doesn't matter. That is a very good way for a lot of people to jump into doing a brain dump. They're not up to the point where they can free flow with their writing, but it's easy for them to bullet point things. And a wonderful way to do that, whether you are great at doing this or whether you're starting out, that is a great one. The other very wonderful way in today's world is voice recording. There are so many apps that you can voice record. And from that voice record, lots of apps will actually then create a script out of what you voice record. So you can still, without writing or typing, still do a great brain dump. And some people actually prefer that method, because then they don't feel that it's cumbersome and they can simply talk things out of their mind and allow the voice apps to record it all. And there's so many programs online that allow you to do note-taking, to do brainstorming sessions. So there are lots of tools that can be utilized in this. For me, when people are starting out in a brain dump session, brainstorming session, I always recommend set a time, because it's not something that you are used to doing. It is not part of your norm. And it does bring up a lot of feelings in people to sit there and jot down or say the things that are in their mind. So set a time when you first begin, 10 to 15 minutes, and allow yourself to be completely free in how you put your words out there. Don't censor. Do not censor, you guys. The best thing is to allow it to free flow. And setting the timer gives your mind the ease that, hey, I'm doing this for 10 minutes. I'm doing this for 15 minutes. And if you run out of things or you feel anxious or any of that, stop for a minute. Take a breath. Give yourself a break. And then as soon as you're calm, go back and finish what you were doing in your brainstorming, brain dumping session. So that's a wonderful way. And whatever works for you, utilize any of those formats, whether you use a free writing, whether you use typing, whether you speak into it, whether you do a mind mapping, it doesn't matter. Use a combination. Whatever works for you is the most important part out of all of this. Because the whole idea is for you to create space within your mind for you to become a lot more mindful, a lot more effective, and really gain all those benefits that we talked about in the beginning about having less stress in your life, being a lot more present. There's all those great benefits come from this format of really showing up for yourself and really understanding yourself. And the last thing that I'm going to say is, the more you can make this into a regular practice, the more you'll find yourself being a lot more present, being a lot more emotionally intelligent. Because when you go back and you review and you reflect on what you wrote, you will begin to see the patterns. You will begin to identify the insights about who you are and what are the things that occur within your mind. And you begin to see where your priorities are, or at least what your mind believes your priorities are. So you begin to see a map of you. And that is the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself and for others. My entire spiel about everything I'm doing is for us to end up as much kinder, a lot more loving human beings. And this is one of those processes that allows you to do that. I have a mindfulness journal. It's completely free, you guys. I'm going to put a link in here. Go ahead and grab it. And that is a format of a mind dump that allows you to be very aware. So it helps you do some prompts, especially if you're new to this, but it helps you get a lot more grounded and impactful in how you are showing up. So on that note, you guys, happy brain dumping. And I will see you in the next podcast.